So welcome, everyone. I am so delighted that you decided to take some time to be with me tonight. This was sort of an idea I had a few weeks ago to say, let's create a virtual book launch. Someone said to me, oh, you should have a book signing or a book launch. And I'm like, I love that idea, but everybody I want to talk to is all over the place, really all over the world. So I thought, let's just do it virtually. Why not? We have the technology. We can do this, right? So I'm delighted that you decided to join me. Quantum Coaching Questions has been a book that has been in the making for a few years now. It's actually something that started, well, years ago in my lectures at Integrative Nutrition. Those of you who are IIN grads may have heard some of those lectures. And you know that in most of my lectures, at some point, I gave out what I came to call quantum questions. And I found that people were really keeping them and keeping track of them and asking me for more and more and more. So over the years, I started collecting them, and some of you started collecting them and sending me lists of them. And then I sort of had this divine download. I was in Costa Rica doing a retreat, and on my way back, I said, you know, I just feel like I want to put it all together in one place for everybody. And I took a little time on the plane coming home, and I jotted down like 100 questions that just came to me, and, you know, and then I collected everybody else's questions. And what I thought was going to be a small little book turned out to be really big. If I didn't stop and make myself physically stop, I think it would have been another 100 pages. As it turns out, it's like 258 pages with really what's come to be, if I count them, there's over like 500 questions in the book. So I'm really, really excited to have created this for health coaches especially, because with health and wellness coaching, sometimes we ask questions a little bit differently because we're looking at things holistically. And I think it's important for us to talk about how does that really, you know, how do we ask questions? What's our sensibility around asking questions? So I'm going to mute the call so we don't have the noise in the background.
Conference muted.
Wonderful. So I just wanted to take a little time and tell you, for those of you who don't have the book already, a little bit about what's in the book and how it came to be there and why it's in the book, why I think it's important for us as coaches to look at questions in a different way. When we're new coaches, a lot of times I find, and myself included, we're always thinking about what are the questions we have to ask. And sometimes, have you ever noticed when you were working with a client, while you're working with them, you're talking to them, you're trying to listen, but you're always sort of have a little part of your brain that's set aside for what's the next question I should ask? And when we do that, what happens is we kind of rob our energy from being completely present for the client, completely tuned in and completely listening. So to me, this whole idea of active listening, this whole idea of asking questions, they come together like yin and yang. They really can't be separated from one another. You have to really understand the nature of active listening, and I mean in a seriously deep way. You have got to get the piece about listening, and when you get that, the questions will bubble up for you. Your intuition will become engaged, and these questions that you're looking for are going to come to you. And that's what we really want to have. We want to have a flow to our coaching where we leave the client in the driver's seat. And I find that when we listen and we reflect back to clients, we allow them to go deeper and deeper and deeper, which is what we really want to do. In quantum coaching, that's our whole deal, is to try to help clients get down deep to the stuff that they really want to get to so that they can really make a transformation for themselves and not just keep repeating the same old patterns over and over again, but actually create new pathways for themselves to do something even a little bit differently or create new ways of doing things so that they can experience not just a transition from one point to another, but a real transformation. So that way, when we are engaging in this coaching relationship with them, it's a co-creation. You know, we're walking alongside them. in quantum coaching, we always say that you are working alongside your client. You're not working in their stuff. You're working on your own stuff, but you're on your own path, and it kind of goes parallel with your client. And the more work that you do on your own stuff, the better you can work with your clients, the more work you can do with your clients, because you're holding a clearer and clearer and clearer container. We want to hold this clear, sacred space for them where we're not getting triggered by the things that they're bringing up, where we're really able to hold a space that allows them to do their work. And that's what the beautiful part is of coaching, because there is this reciprocity of healing. You're holding a clean space for them. You're compassionate, tremendously compassionate, especially the more you do your work. You have tremendous compassion for what this person in front of you is doing, and it allows you to be a better coach because you're just not getting triggered by all their stuff. So the listening has to happen, and as the listening happens, and we go deeper and deeper, the questions that we choose to ask are really beautiful tools. They're tools that we have that allow us almost to help guide and direct. And while we don't want to be the ones to drive the bus, so to speak, and we're not going with our agenda, that's never our goal as a coach, it allows us to help the client look at things they might not have otherwise looked at. It's sort of like opening the light in a room and, oh, they can see everything that's in the room and saying, oh, did you happen to look over here? And did you happen to look over here? And have you ever considered this? And then you hold the space for them to explore that and help them connect the dots. Always so important that we're allowing the client to hold on to their own power. And when they're so willing, many, many times, I'm sure you've experienced it, they're so willing to give away their power to help, you know, to get the help from you that they're looking for. They want to be helped. They want to be directed. They want to be told what to do because they've grown up in this model of whatever it is that we have, especially in our culture, that says, you know, someone's going to tell me how to fix it. Whereas we want to hold a space that says, you know what, we honor that you already know how. You may need information, you may need education, yeah, but you really are whole and resourceful as you are. And so this book was designed to help you always hold the client in that beautiful driver's seat. Let them understand that we honor them for what they know about themselves and that we're really the guide on the side, not the sage on the stage. Those of you who went to IIN know that that's a favorite Joshua-ism, and I really love it because it's so important for us to remember that it's not our job to fix anything. Now, that said, these amazing questions in this book are really not only for you to ask your clients, but they're for you to ask yourselves, because I really believe the quantum journey is about asking yourself these same questions, and that there should never be a question that you ask a client that you're not willing to answer yourself. So, as much as this is a book for you to sort of go through and play with the questions, as you see a question that appeals to you or you think might be relevant to a client, I would love for you to think about, how am I going to answer that question myself? So that way I can really understand, what does it feel like to be asked that question? What's going on in my life that links me to that question? How would I answer it? And in knowing that and experiencing the question in that way, it helps you really have a lot more understanding and hold a better space for your client to answer that question. You might pick up on the nuances. Every question in the book has several follow-up questions and variations, because it's important for you to find your own flow and your own language around any kind of question. There's so many books out there about coaching and technique and all that sort of thing, but for me, I put something out there and I want you to own it. So that means that you don't necessarily have to use my words, and you might find a better way to ask the question that suits you or suits your client. And so after every question, there's a place here for you to write down your own variations, your own follow-ups, your own words. So you can really work with this book to help you in terms of having that really meaningful conversation with a client that could really help them see and unlock the key to what it is that they really want to do. Questions are important at all various stages of the coaching relationship. Certainly, we want to ask very key questions when people come in for us for an intake. We want to ask the kind of questions that are going to help us understand what they're looking for out of the coaching relationship. And when we look at that coaching relationship and we understand, hey, we're going to enter into this agreement together to coach, then I really need to know how you need to be supported. I really need to know what's worked for you in the past and what hasn't. I'd really like to know what's the really deep emotion, pain, frustration, stuckness that you're finding around this particular issue or wherever it is that you want to be going, that you can't get to that place. So I mention that because I think it's important for us to look at questions at different places in that coaching relationship. And so after all the questions in the book, I created another 8 sections for you around these kinds of areas. So there's a whole section on closing the deal and the kinds of questions that you want to ask about entering the coaching relationship. And some of the ones I mentioned are really critical. I know that if I've asked somebody sort of what's their pain, what's their pleasure, what are they passionate about, what do they really, really want above all else, how has it worked for them in the past or not, why do they feel like they've been stuck, and importantly, how do they want to be supported? Because as a coach, I need to know, can I support you in the way that you feel you'd like to be supported? And when you have the answers to those kinds of questions, you've got everything that you need to really, you know, as we say, close the deal, although I don't always like that term because people feel like it's very salesy, but you have what you need to have that meaningful conversation at the end of that intake session. And then we want to use questions when we talk about setting goals. When we look about, you know, we look towards what is it you really want to accomplish here? Let's talk about the goal. Let's see if it's meaningful. Let's find what's going to keep letting it be meaningful for you. What's going to be the thing that's going to have you build momentum around this and get you back to that, because we all fall off the track from time to time. So having a meaningful conversation with someone, explaining that change is not a straight line process and that there are going to be days where the momentum's going to kind of slack off. But as the coach, if I've done my work in setting goals with the client, I've asked them, hey, what is your true motivation for this? What is going to keep you going on the days when you've been sort of set back? What would you like me to remind you of in those times? Really important. Then another big area, another bonus section, talks about accountability. And you know I'm big on accountability because I never was when I first started coaching. I was very nicey-nice to everybody. Oh, they meant well. But that didn't really help my clients move forward. So we have to have gentle yet firm accountability and help people move forward and ask them the right questions to help them understand, you know, what happened if they didn't meet their contract or their agreement or their goals or their action steps for that session. What happens if they come back to you and say, it all fell apart? So as the coach, you want to be asking questions about troubleshooting what happened and sort of unraveling it for them, so that way we can create new action steps. They never ever point to the client and say, you screwed up. We don't do that as coaches. And yet the client will beat themselves up because they didn't get it done. And we ourselves have been in those shoes and we beat ourselves up. But I always like to say it's never the client that's at fault. There's no shame, no blame in that. What it is for us to look at the action steps and the environment that didn't support them. So we either have to tweak those action steps and ask them really what worked, what didn't work, what might work better, what in their environment didn't support them that we need to tweak. Is this even the right time for this goal? Are they so tired and sick and tired of the goal that they have what I call goal fatigue? We talk about that in the book too. How tired are you of some of the goals that you've been carrying around for 5, 10, 15 years? Okay, you can admit it. I've got a few like that myself. It might be time to take them out, air them off, and do something new with them. So really important. After every session, I really recommend that coaches take a little time to reflect on the session. And so there's a whole section of questions like, you know, what am I learning from this client? What is the client really saying? What are they saying between the lines that I'm not hearing them say with their words, but I'm feeling them say it? Those kinds of questions are so critical for you as the coach to hone in on and sort of summarize what it is that the learning that came out of the session was. So that way you can reflect on it, reflect that back to the client, maybe even in the next session, but it gives you a sense of how things are evolving. And it gives you a sense as a coach of what can I do better next time? Because we don't want to be beating ourselves up as coaches, but don't you want to know when you sit down and sort of do a little post-session analysis, what is it that I could have done better? If I asked this question a little differently and I phrased it or maybe used a different variation, go back to the book, I might have gotten a little bit different answer. It might have taken the client a little deeper or farther. And sometimes we have to even ask the question to the client a lot of different ways to say, okay, I know I asked you this way, but if I ask you this way, would it make the answer any different? Would anything else come to mind for you? Would that be helpful? So always collaborating with the client. And then I want you as professionals to know your boundaries. I want you as professionals to know that, you know, the scope of your practice goes from here to here. And there's a whole section in the book about making referrals, when to make referrals, and what quantum questions to ask the client, as well as to ask yourself as the practitioner. Is this just a matter of my having fear, or do I really not know enough? Is this my fear of not knowing enough, or do I really need to call in an expert? Who is in my life as a mentor or a teacher or a colleague that I can refer to and or connect with and confer with to check in with myself around this client to find out if this is indeed something that has crossed the line into something that maybe I'm not ready for or is over my head or is really the realm of a different type of practitioner like a therapist. So really important to get that information as well. So these are some of the questions I'm giving you along the way here, samples of what you'd find. Then I want you to think about the most popular things that we see as coaches when clients come in and they tend to start to get off the track and they start to self-sabotage themselves. That's very redundant. They start to self-sabotage. We want to be able to help ask them questions about why it's happening. This is one of those times where you turn on the lights and go, I notice every time that this happens, Have you noticed that? What can you say about that? What can you tell me about that? How can you do it a little differently? What other choices might you make? So really important for our clients to have a sense that we totally support them unconditionally. We know they have it within themselves to not sabotage, but we know that that's part of human behavior. And it's almost to be expected. And a lot of times, I don't know about you, I have clients that come in and they're so upset and they're sort of almost feeling like they're coming down with their, you know, tail between their legs and they feel bad that they've kind of blown the whole thing. And I can't even tell you, and they want to give you confession about everything that they ate wrong that week. And then they're so surprised when I say, oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. They kind of think I'm a little nuts. And it's like, well, so let's sit down and talk about it. Because this is what I call the coachable moment. And this is where your quantum questions, the ones you come up with, maybe some of the ones in the book, are so helpful because you're able to help the client really understand how they went down the path they went down. And this is more important in some ways than when they do really well. Because this is the true learning that they need in order to make the transformation. Again, change is never really a straight line process, so we want to always help them know a step backwards doesn't mean a step completely off the track and back to square one. And even if they go back to square one, there's always learning to be had at every single juncture. And one of the most important things as coaches that we can use, even in our marketing copy, is to say that one of the benefits of having a coach is that you get back on track sooner when you fall off the track, and we all fall off the track. It's to have someone who has your back. And many of you have heard me say this because I really do believe this is something different that coaches do that other healing modalities don't necessarily do. You know, and not that it's their fault, it's just not their function. And it is our function to support our clients, and that's what that looks like. So instead of saying, oh, I'd stop going to the gym, and then why bother, and then it's a week, and then it's 10 days, and then it's a month later, you know that if you've got an appointment in a week or 2 weeks with your coach, it's likely you're going to get back on track sooner. So overall, you spend more days in a year or 6 months or any period of time being on track than you do being off track. And again, it's all in your attitude as the coach. It's all in your attitude as the coach. So now I've talked a whole lot. I want to open up the lines, and I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear about your experience with asking questions, maybe where you feel stuck around it, if you've got some great questions you've asked yourself or you know the power of a good question, or maybe you feel hesitant around asking some questions. I want to hear, what are those questions you're afraid to ask? What are those questions that, you know, you don't know if you really want to go there with your clients or not, or you don't feel confident maybe yet. So I'd love to just hear from some of you. Let me take the mute off. And hopefully it's not too noisy, and if not, I have a way to sort of sneak you in. Who'd like to share? Oh, I'm going to have a lot of noise. So I'm going to give you a number. Those of you who have a pen, hopefully, you write this down. 88*94149. I'll say it again. It's 88*94149. And those of you who think you'd like to comment, I'd love to have you in the guest gallery. That's how you get in. You just press 88*94149. So who might like to share?
Conference muted.
Anyone? Is everyone in listening mode? Again, it's 88*94149.
Hi, Marilena. It's
Jeannie. Hey. Hey, Jeannie.
One of the things that I have found that has been an absolute blessing from the very first time that I heard you at IAN has been about working with clients and coming from a very loving place and accepting them without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was huge for me starting out as a coach. And it's not so much that I judged people, but it was more that I had my own thing going on, my
mm-hmm.
own thoughts, my own thinking of where someone should be or how they should be and where they were going. And that very first time that you said that, I said, whoa, that is so huge for me because it made me become a better listener and work
mm-hmm.
on the whole idea of asking questions, which is my journey with you has been a blessing all the way around. And for anyone on the call, I highly recommend working with Marilena forever.
Thanks. I didn't even pay you to say that, so there you go.
Didn't even pay me to say that. But my second thought, that was my very first thing, and because you always come from a loving place, that was also so huge for me, for myself, is to not judge myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so talking about parallels, that was perfect. The
yeah.
other thing in your quantum coaching essentials, which has been so huge for so many of my clients because I've used so many of the techniques that you've shared with us in that course. And I'm seeing clients that have been working with me for 2 years go light years deeper, light years moving forward. And I, you know, my niche is stress management and weight management. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for the tools and for getting me to go quantum And I use so many of your questions, and I've changed them for each situation, of course. But it truly does open up a whole different avenue, especially when you're actively listening. So everything
Fantastic.
You say, I can just say, wow, thank you.
Fabulous. Thank you, Dina. I appreciate that. Again, not a paid advertisement. But
I know
just,
it wasn't paid, but I had to say it. I had to say it.
Yes, I know, but I appreciate it because it just shows me good coaching in action. And Jeannie's been doing this a few years now, but I knew her when she was first starting. Mm-hmm. And what I love that you said is that, you know, the more you started to apply this to yourself, so the more you're gentle with yourself, the more you're compassionate with yourself, you judge yourself less, you shut down or at least turn the volume down on that negative self-talk, the more you understand what it is to do that for yourself,
mm-hmm.
the more you can do it with your clients. No question about it. We naturally do it for our clients. We naturally love them up, and we never judge them, well, most for the most part. Sometimes we do a little bit. But I guarantee you, if you're feeling any sense of judgment about your clients, you've got to look at the sense of judgment you have about yourself. It's that mirroring that happens all the time in the coaching relationship. It's so critical to pay attention to that. And anywhere you see a limitation, someplace you can't go in or deeper, or you see the client stuck, you have to always ask yourself, well, this is one of my favorite ones, okay, I'm going to say, how am I like that? How am I like that? If there's something in your client or someone you know or anyone in the street, I don't care who you meet, but if there's something that rubs up against you and it says, I just don't like that, that person's really rigid, that person's very judgmental, I have to think, okay, how am I like that? How am I still like that? Where am I still like that? I've done so much work on myself, and yet I know there might be a little pocket still left, because if there wasn't a pocket still left in you, you wouldn't see it. You know that old coaching adage, if you spot it, you got it. So important for you to really be looking at that. So, all right, that's one of my top quantum questions. How am I like that? That's one for the coach to ask themselves, to look in the mirror. So that's great. I always say that to the extent that you do something and you hold that space for yourself, that's to the extent that you can do that with your clients. It's the same thing even when we talk about the ultimate goal of coaching, which I truly believe is to help people love and accept themselves more and more and more. And it's to the extent that we love and accept ourselves that we can love others to the same extent. It's really a reciprocal piece. It's really a mirroring that goes on. So be paying attention to that. And the love you're projecting out into the world is love that you want to be receiving, but you also want to be giving to yourself as well. Tough thing sometimes for us as coaches. We're so willing to love and take care and heal the world, but the world starts with us. The ripple effect starts here, home base.
Mm-hmm.
That's why these questions are so critical for you to ask yourself. You know, so I have some of the questions I want to share, and then I know I have some other people who want to share, and I'm excited about that. So let me just toss one other one in here. So what are you holding on to from your past that is no longer serving you? This is an amazing question. And when I first heard it, immediately my mind went to like two or three places. I know what I was holding on to. I know those old events, that old hurts, those old feelings that I'm holding on to. And you know what? If you're holding on to it, you can't be holding on to something else. If you're holding on to it, it's holding energy. It's taking up your energy, precious energy that you really need to be reaching for something else. And if you're holding on to it, where's your fist? It's closed. It's closed, grabbing onto something. And you want to open, release, let go, surrender. So that way you can reach for the thing you really want. There's a whole explanation around this question that helps people really understand that how you can explain it to them and how you will understand the true nature of the question and helping people simply sometimes give themselves permission to let go. Clear their consciousness clutter. Make room to receive what's waiting to enter into their lives. And isn't that a beautiful synopsis of what we do as coaches?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an example for you. We'll talk about some other questions in the meantime. But who else wanted to share? I had a couple other people that came through.
It's Maureen from Syracuse, Marilena.
Hey, Maureen.
I have a client that he has RA, and he'd like to lose 45, 50 pounds, big guy. Was not eating breakfast in the morning, not eating lunch, not eating all day long until nighttime, and then it was total pig-out time.
Mm-hmm.
We got to the point where he would at least have breakfast in the morning and not eat everything off of his son's plate.
Mm-hmm.
But he just can't get to this point of having something to eat during the day. He just constantly is on the go, and doesn't want to stop for it. We talked a little bit today on the phone about something else, and I said, you know what, I said, how is it going with the lunch? I said, have you found a time? Is there a break in the day? He goes, that's the problem. My day is all scattered. How can I get him? Well, again, it's not about getting him. Do you have an idea of some questions? I can say something like along the lines of, and I said this today to him, is there something that you like to eat? Is there a snack that you like? We talked today. He was like, I had my breakfast this morning. I said, what's that? He goes, V8 juice. I had two bottles. And I thought to myself, you know what? A lot of high sodium was my first thing. And then I said to myself, shut up. And I said, it's juice. I'm thrilled that you're at least having something in the morning. And he's already seen how his body's changed, but he still can't quite get to that next level of having something during the day.
Yeah. The first question that came to my mind as you were describing him, and I'm sort of feeling it and visualizing him, if he is a person who's willing to go there, because you may not be at the point in your relationship where you can go there with him, but I would like to know what the busy is about.
I already know what the busy is about. I already know what the busy is about. His wife spends a ton of money, and he feels like he needs to constantly be working to provide so that she has more money to spend. We did get into the financial aspect, and he was very good about it. He said, this is how it works, and he told me, but she has over $35,000 in debt right now. So it's for him to even be doing anything for himself personally, it's great. But, for example, he bought her lobster for Valentine's Day, and he ate leftover meatloaf from the refrigerator.
Yeah. So you could see there's other stuff going on there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably connected to the RA, too. So two great questions that are in the book that I really enjoy, and I think you probably could ask every single client you have about the behaviors and patterns that they have is, how does it serve him?
Oh, there you go.
And how doesn't it serve him?
Good point. Very good.
Any of these things. How does it serve him? How does it not serve him? Because on some level, it serves him to not eat lunch because somehow he's justifying that he's sacrificing.
Right.
And I'd like to also ask him about the messages that he's had in his life around money and making money and being the provider.
There you go. Yep. Yeah.
So you think those might be helpful?
Right.
Good.
Not only they're helpful, but they're great. I've always felt just a real warmth from you, and I can't wait to get my hands on the book. And deep sincere congratulations. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled
thank
for
you.
And I'm thrilled to get the book.
Thank you. And shoot me an email because I want to know what happens.
I will.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Someone else that signed in who wanted to ask a question or make a comment? And if you do, again, it's 88*94149. So it's 88*94149.
Hi, Marilena.
Hey, who's there?
It's Jane.
Hey, Jane.
How are you?
Good. It's wonderful to hear you.
Absolutely. I just want to say congratulations, and I'm excited for you. I have watched you grow tremendously, as you mentioned earlier in the call, And I am so honored to be here and listen to your growth and how you are sharing all of your teachings with us now. So
I'm delighted to.
And I appreciate being on the call and just learning so much from you.
I'm so glad you made it. I really am. Thank you so much for that.
You bet.
You know, I have to say, this is about growth, and this is about taking years of counseling and coaching and all the sorts of training. We're all sort of addicted to training. I know you all. You're like me. You want to know the next best thing, and you're looking for the next thing. And for me, when I was at Integrative Nutrition, the message was clear. This was something that coaches asked me for, kept asking me more for. So that's how Quantum Coaching Method was born. And it really takes the best of like 25-plus years of everything that I've been studying and knowing. And now it's so wonderful to be so focused on just supporting coaches, supporting wellness professionals, helping you take coaching to the level you want to take it, so that you really feel like you're invested in your profession. And I keep using the word profession because I think this is a very honorable, amazing profession. And we have standards that we all want to uphold. We want to be taken seriously in our work. We have all been working hard, learning hard for years. And, you know, there came that point where you decided, okay, I'm going to be a professional coach. I'm not going to give it away anymore. I'm not going to give away tons of advice for free that nobody's going to follow. But I'm going to actually have to ask for money and become a professional. Walk through that door. I can sort of envision when I first made that decision, like, okay, now I'm going to walk through this archway, and on the other side, I become a professional coach. And no more just sort of being, you know, wishy-washy about it. And it's another reason for you to just keep studying and pulling together the tools that you think are going to serve you and your clients, your target clients, or even if you haven't decided on who your target is yet, it's important for you to have the greatest tools you can find. So I'm really committed to your success if you don't know that by now. I wrote this sort of more from my heart to yours, and every time I was stuck, I sat at my dining room table with my computer and looked across the table at all the empty chairs and said, okay, these are my favorite coaches sitting here, all of you out there, and, you know, what do you need to hear? What do you need to know? So it's really written from that perspective. So I just want you to know that in terms of not only the book, having the book, you know, I give a lot of free resources over the course of the year. Many of you are involved in, you know, we're doing self-care for coaches, a whole year on that. Who doesn't need that? I'm doing it because I need it. So I just want you to know that's sort of where I'm coming from, and it's always where I think I'll be coming from when it comes to working with coaches. So some other questions I want to share with you, some that I just sort of flipped through. They're all sort of my favorite questions, so it's kind of hard for me to pick. But I like this very basic one. We talked about this in our last self-care course, self-care class last week on Kaizen steps, making small steps. It's sort of based on a Japanese management philosophy that we sort of have taken as coaches to heart, where it talks about making very small steps, so small that they're almost imperceptible. So it's almost too hard not to follow them, not to take the next step and then the next step. So the big question is, what is the very next step you will take? Again, instead of you having to worry about designing the action step for the client, ask them. We've had this great coaching session. Now you tell me, what's the very next step you're willing to take, you're willing to commit to, you're willing to think about? Okay? And then, you know, you can ask some variations like, what's the plan if you take a step and it doesn't move you in the direction you like? So many times people are afraid to take a step because they're afraid it's going to be the wrong direction. And then what? Have I wasted time? But, you know, you just help them work through the what ifs, and they're able to sort of release themselves from those fears and move forward. What would you like to experiment with this step and see where it might lead? Because maybe it's just going to be an experiment, and it's not a sure thing. But you always, you know, assure them the one thing they can be sure of is that there's learning in every step. Another favorite question of mine is, who does this keep you connected to? A lot of times, people don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to make changes because they're afraid that they're going to leave somebody behind. You know, if they lose weight, It might change who they are. They might feel different about themselves. They might have more confidence. And if that happens, what will happen? They might actually step into their power for the first time in their lives, and then what? It might mean some things in the rest of their lives might change. The people that they were kind of hanging with, who kind of all were sort of in the let's stay mediocre together pool, you know, will be disappointed that they're going to be trying to move on. And so it might challenge them in a way that will cause them to sabotage themselves. So I hope you see that, you know, these questions are the kinds of things to just get people thinking. And then beyond thinking, feeling. And beyond that, exploring what their true underlying beliefs are, what their fears are around making steps and making change. Change can be a scary process for a lot of people. Well, probably for most people. It's the one thing we say we want so desperately, and yet when push comes to shove, it can be very, very scary and terrifying just because of the ripple effect that we think it might have. And it's helpful for us as coaches to sort of work with people step by step to take them on a path that allows them to sort of feel that fear and do it anyway, and that's always what it's about, sort of push them towards their what we call their growth edge or their learning edge. Just on the edge of that safety zone, maybe just outside where they're, you know, they're figuring out what's the risk of doing this, what's the risk of not doing this. Another two questions that are in the book that I really love. So there's a lot of different questions, and there are a lot of different categories under which those kinds of questions fall. And so we talk about the categories of questions in the book. We talk about that right after we talk about all the active listening, and there's lots of examples in there. So it's not just theory, but it's a way for you to actually have examples from my own coaching practice of, hey, what do I say if somebody says this? How do I reflect that back? Everybody talks about reflection, but what is it to really hear somebody tell you something and for you to say, you know, well, this is what I'm hearing you say? And then to know, okay, what kind of a question might go with this? You know, so some of the types of questions are clarifying questions. Well, first of all, open versus closed questions. All the questions in the book are open-ended questions, which if you know the difference, an open-ended question is going to bring about a bigger, broader, full spectrum kind of answer, whereas a closed question just brings in a yes or a no. Then there's clarifying kinds of questions that you can sort of get people to say more about that, to explain more about what they're talking about, to explore it more for themselves. Discerning questions where people will have to sort of consider one option versus another option. And sometimes when you ask people to compare and contrast that way, it becomes much clearer for them faster. There are other types of exploratory questions. There are drilling down questions, the kinds of questions that help people go deeper and deeper and deeper, which are the kind of questions you want to ask. So even the simple words, and then what, is a typical kind of drilling down question. And then what? So if this happens, and then what will happen? And then what? And then what? And usually people drill down to the bottom and they get to the point where they've sort of reached their worst fear. And then, great, okay, so this is the worst thing that's going to happen in your imagination or possibility. And so let's handle that. How will you handle that? If that happens, what will you do? And when people get to that place, it can dispel so many fears. And there's about 7 or 8 or 10 other types of questions in there. So all sorts of ways to sort of look at the client, work with the client, put the issue out on the table with the client, walk around the table and look at it and go, okay, how are we going to tackle this together? How are we going to explore it? What aspects are we going to look at? So critical. All right, so let me just, we have about 10 minutes left on the call. Let me just open up again for anyone who wants to share, would love to hear from you. Again, if you want to share, just simply, because we have a lot of noise on the line, just simply put in the code 88 star, then 94149. 88 star 94149. And hopefully someone will join and like to just let me know if you do have a question. And other than that, I mean, I just wanted to share with you that for me, writing this book, for those of you who are thinking about writing a book, what a process it was. It took me about 2 years, really all told from start to finish. So I want to encourage those of you who are out there who have a voice around something you want to lend it to, please stay consistent. Please get support. There are several people on this phone call tonight who are supporters of mine, who helped through those procrastination points and those points where I was holding back and asking myself the quantum question, like, why am I doing this? You know, because I knew really why I was doing it, and I knew my passion and motivation around it, and that is what always got me back to it. But you can't do something like this or even writing a book at all if you don't have some kind of support. Someone who's there and ready to, you know, to really help you work through the bumps in the road. You, as coaches, need coaches. We all need coaches. I have several. And then I have accountability partners. I had about 4 people holding me accountable for this project. So those of you who doubt the power of accountability, it's time to sort of strengthen up that muscle. So now I see someone else joined who wanted to make a comment or have a question.
Hi, Marilyn. It's Doreen.
Hey, Doreen.
Hi. I do have a comment. And right now I'm not actively looking for clients. And at the same time, I loved the subtitle of the book, Anyone Mastering the Art of Asking. And just the whole premise that you come from, I find it invaluable in working with people in my life that I love, and especially if it's a charge situation. So I know it isn't a great idea to try to turn especially a family member into a client. So I've learned that that doesn't work for me.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, I love the questions, and like just the other day, I felt like really blessed that I was in a conversation, and how am I like that showed up for me. You know, so it showed up for me, and then I shared it from my point of view, and then, you know, the other person started looking at it. So just thank you.
Thank you very much. What a great example. Thanks, Doreen. It's so true. Family sometimes makes the worst clients, but the best practice people in our lives to practice these questions.
Well put.
There you go. So I remember had countless people telling me they practice on their partners, and they're like, don't practice that coaching stuff on me, you know, but because they kind of hear it, you know. So, but it's so true. And I loved your example, because instead of creating conflict and a sort of a stalemate with someone, turning it around and looking at the mirror really quick, even just momentarily for yourself, allowed you to have it just open up the conversation and create connection instead of separation with someone. And how amazing is that?
Yeah.
That's like the purpose of, I'm sorry?
Priceless,
yeah. It's like it's the purpose of the higher level communication. You know, and as coaches, you know what? We don't have to be perfect at this. By any means, not in your coaching sessions, not with your family members, not with the lady at the grocery store. You don't have to be perfect at it. We don't have to be, you know, there are all days where we're not quite our most evolved selves, and we're human, and that's our human side coming out. But the questions are great tools, maybe even after all that has passed. And the book is not really meant to be something that maybe you even hold in front of you with the client. But, you know, there is a full list of the questions in the back that you can use. And actually, for those who do purchase the book, and there's a little code in the book, you just enter it on my website. And then I'll email you as a gift a set of flip cards, you know, when we have flashcards, I put them into a flashcard template from Avery, so you can print out flashcards or just print them out in a little bit bigger format and, you know, have them on pages that you can put in a binder or whatever, so you have them handy. But the goal of the book isn't to even read it from cover to cover. Sometimes it's about just flipping it open and knowing that's the question I'm meant to be working with this week or today, and let me answer it myself and let me play with it in my session. You'd be surprised how perfect it will be for, like, whoever else you happen to be talking to. And again, you don't have to have clients to be doing this, just like you don't have to have clients even if you're doing training with me. The idea is to practice what you're learning in all of your relationships with yourself, with people that you know, with clients if you have them, with practice clients, with buddy clients. You know, many of you have buddy coaches that you work with. So that is really precious. That is precious in terms of practice and really getting them under your belt. And then you'll find that they just come more naturally. you know, these are kind of grouped together in families, these questions. So you're going to find that naturally you're going to know kind of what the next natural question is going to be. Your intuition is going to get engaged here. The more you're willing to play with it, practice it, and sort of internalize it, so it just becomes part of the flow of your coaching conversations. So before we finish up too tonight, and then I'll close just by checking in if anyone else has any other takeaways or any other questions. But I just wanted to mention too that when I first started, I said, well, how are we going to continue the conversation about this book? So I kind of want to create a book club for people who have bought the book and want to go through different aspects of it. So we're going to try to meet once a month. And I'm going to send out an email after tonight's call with the link to the call recording if you should want to listen to it again. And then there'll be a link to register for the book club, and there'll be no charge for the book club. It's just really going to be once a month where we can have a conversation like this. What are you learning from what you're reading in the book? What questions are you playing with? Maybe you have questions about clients. Like Maureen did, that was perfect to have you bring an actual live case to the call, and we can talk about it and think about, okay, what questions might help get someone unstuck and help me as a coach get unstuck. So I'm happy to provide that support for you, and as it's an encouragement for, you know, using the book and using it as a tool, and not just, it's not meant to be, it's a very pretty cover, but it's not meant to be just a pretty cover that sits on your shelf. I want you to really use it, or if it's in your Kindle, I want you to flip through it on a regular basis and just sort of, you can kind of flip through the pages kind of fast, and the one it lands on is probably the one you should practice with, right? So I'm happy to do that. And also, just to celebrate as a means of saying, oh my goodness, this work is done, and I want to give my father a shout out for that wherever he is in the universe, because this was something I was working on while I was taking care of him, and then he wanted to see it before he died, and I said, Dad, I can't take care of you and finish the book, but I promise the very first big thing I do after you decide to move on will be to finish this. So he's the first person, along with my mom, that I dedicate this book to. And it was a lot, because what I really appreciated so much about his support of me was knowing that he always said, you know, you could just do anything you want. So I'll leave that idea with you guys. As, you know, if you're struggling as a new coach or you're just not sure what you're going to be doing, don't give up. You know, this is a profession that's really worth exploring, and that no matter what else you decide to do, these kinds of skills will take you'll take them with you, and you'll use them no matter what, whether it's having a simple conversation with someone, or you decide to go into a completely different type of line of work, or you just decide to go wholeheartedly into coaching. However it's going to show up in your life, these skills are the kinds of things that really will carry you through so many different things. So again, anyone who is on the call tonight, because I wanted to give a gift to you potentially for even if you wanted to buy the book or not, because that wasn't a it's not a condition of being on the call or getting anything, I'm going to have a registration link on that same on the same email that I send you. So register, and from that I'm going to pick out several people who will get free coaching sessions and one person who will actually get full tuition to an upcoming training later this year and quantum coaching essentials. That'll be sort of mid to late summer, but that'll be just a $1,400 value. So I hope that you guys will respond and you'll keep the conversation going. And most especially, I really do hope that you buy the book, not because it's going to make me a million bucks, because it's not. This is not a money-making venture in any way, shape, or form. This is really a gift from my heart to your heart and for you to have in your coaching toolkit. And I just really love that we're having such a rich conversation. So that said, let me just open up the lines one more time. If anyone wants to comment or close off or something that you're taking away from tonight's call, and if you've on the line already and you want to say something, that's fine. If not, if you want to join, 88*94149. Or let me just make it easier because we're right at the tail end. Let me just take the mute off. There we go. That's much easier. And now if you've got any questions or comments, oh, somebody did. They're dogs. Always the dogs. Anyone? Just something you're taking away from tonight's call.
Marilyn?
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Marianne.
Oh, I heard Marianne. Did I hear Marianne and someone else or just Marianne? Okay, Marianne, so wonderful to hear you. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. I'm really excited. I can't wait to get my hands on the book. I don't know if it'll be Kindle or book. Kind of want the real book, though, I think. Very exciting call. Thank you so much for sharing from your heart. I always feel so humbled when you speak because it is so rich and so heartfelt that it always makes me want to strive to be a better me so that I can be better for others. So I wanted to say
beautiful.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. That's the service that we're all after giving. And what we need to give, we also need to give to ourselves and be able to receive for ourselves. So thank you so much. That was beautifully said, and I really appreciate your comments about me as well. Anyone else?
Thank you, Marlena. I appreciate everything that you shared with us. I think I'm trying to order the book now, so I'm excited to learn and further my own health coaching business. So I appreciate everything that you've shared with us and all the teachings that you have, you know, put together so we can continue working on ourselves as well.
Wonderful. I love that. Thank you so very much. Great. Anyone who orders tonight the hardcover, well, it's not hardcover, it's an actual book. I should say it's softcover, it's paperback, but those will go out in the mail tomorrow. So hopefully they'll get to you pretty quickly. So,
Marlena, do we order them on Amazon?
You can order the Kindle on Amazon. In the email that I sent you about the call tonight, there's a link. Or you can just go to my website, Quantum Coaching Method. And there's a little picture of the book. Just click on it. It'll take you to the order page. So you can order the actual book, right? And there's also a link there for the Kindle if you'd rather have the Kindle.
Thank you.
And the book is $24.95 and the Kindle's $9.95. Mm-hmm. And there's free shipping till May 15th.
Marlena, this is Jane again. I misunderstood how you register for the perks on
For the book club?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to send an email after tonight's call with the link for the recording for tonight's call and a link to just sign up. And then you can just sign up for the book club. Then I'll know you're interested in the book club, and then I'll contact you about possible dates and all of that and getting started.
And where do you register to how to become eligible to win a free coaching training?
I will also put that link in the in the email. So there are two links in the email.
Great.
Yeah, I didn't register people for tonight's call. We kind of made it sort of a free-for-all on Facebook, and I thought, well, we'll just do it this way. So now we'll sort of do post-registration. So I'd be delighted to have you do that.
Thank you.
And anyone who registers for the book club, you'll all automatically be registered for the other as well. So you don't have to register for both, but if you do, it's not a problem either. Okay.
Marlena, this is Waltraud. Thank you so much for sharing today. It was just really touched me very much, and it resonated a lot because a lot of what you said is what the clients reflect or bring up in the sessions sort of reflects back to you and things that you need or, you know, the coach me to work
Amen.
Through. So that was great. And just to bring that to the forefront again was wonderful. I registered through the Facebook information that you had on. So how would I get the email with the link and the recording?
I'm going to put it right on the Facebook page for the event.
Wonderful.
Okay. I'll put it all on the Facebook page for the recording with the recording and the links. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for reminding me that. I did write it down, but then I didn't say it, so I appreciate that you said that. So look for it, and I'll make a note that you especially want it, so I'll make sure that you get it too.
Great.
Thank you, Waltraud. I appreciate your being on the call tonight. Lovely to connect.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Well, we're at the top of the hour, actually just a little bit past. And I want to thank you all for being on the call, and thank you so much for celebrating with me. I am so honestly proud of this work, and I just so happy to have as many of you have it as possible. So I hope you do consider it, and if there's any way that I can support you, you know you can always reach me through Facebook, Marilena at Quantum Coaching Method. I'm around. You know I'm here to support you, and as I always say, I'm very dedicated to your success. So I look forward to future calls and other ways that we might connect. Please always check my website or Facebook page for what's going on and what's new and good, because I'm trying to always come up with something. What's the next best thing? What's the next step we need to take as coaches to take all our work collectively to the next level? So I send my love out to all of you. Thank you so much for sharing with me tonight, and I will look forward to the next time we connect. Be well, everybody.
Thank you.
You too.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you. Good
night.
Good night. Good night.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello.